Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I was there on the ground in New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina. I traveled with the medical teams from Operation Blessings to Mexico and so forth. These people, they watch the news and they anticipate what's coming. They know when a hurricane's coming. They know when it's tornado season. When there are problems with tsunamis and earthquakes and so forth, they already are prepared with warehouses in key parts of the world. That was one of the most amazing things that happened back when the big tsunami hit in India and Indonesia and those parts, that part of the world there about 10 years ago, was that Operation Blessing was the first organization that was non-government on the ground working with the Muslim nation of Indonesia. And they went into places that where Al-Qaeda was in power. Here were Christians coming in to where Al-Qaeda was in power and bringing blood, bringing supplies, bringing food, medical supplies, and so forth, and blessing these radical Islamic Muslims. And the Muslims, I mean, they were devastated. Their communities were totally devastated. There were thousands of people who had been killed. And so instead of this, you know, terrorism that had been happening only days before, all of a sudden they're opening their doors, opening the tents, opening their villages to Christians to come in and help them. And that was where these Christians went into Al-Qaeda villages and showed them the love of Jesus, and it blew them away.
Wow.
This is a way that somebody who's listening today can get involved in something that is practical and tangible to make a real difference in the world today for the kingdom of God.
And that's a faith hero for you right there. You know, we celebrate, we look at faith heroes as people who have a big successful ministry platform, but a person who would love not their life even unto death and go do something like that, that's the hero you want to celebrate. I'm just saying. But another thing that struck me, Craig, is you're talking about these ministries. They're watching weather reports. They're watching news reports. They're watching social climates and being prepared to get in a case of a tragedy, of something happening. How much more, as Christ followers, when the Bible does say that he confides in those who fear him, he tells us things that the rest of the world misses. I mean, if there was ever a day that we should keep our ear bent towards heaven to say, just like Operation Blessing watches the culture, the climate, the weather, so they can, and they store up, you know, and are ready to be on the mark and to help. How much more can we do this as individuals where we say, Lord, I want to have my finger on the pulse of what's going on in my city so that I can be first on the ground to help? Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.